It's 8:26 Pacific time. You're listening to Daybreak in Hazleton at 11:70 a.m. Prince George at 91.5 FM. And as you all, I'm sure you already know, tomorrow is Remembrance Day. As such, Royal Canadian Legions nationwide will be full as they host ceremonies and celebrations to honor those who have fought in combat. But increasingly, these halls are empty the rest of the year. Legions act as social clubs and service providers to veterans of all ages. Daybreak's Andrew Criata visited branch number 43 in Prince George to find out why and what this means for the future of Legions.
John Scott, and I'm the second vice president of branch 43 of the Royal Canadian Legion. Well, we're looking to sell this building. This building is very, very expensive, and of course was designed for 2,500 people, and we're down to 600 and some people. So we're actively looking to downsize. Part of it is, you know, when the veterans used to go out and say in the Second World War, when they joined as a group. There would be, you know, 50 or 100 people go from Prince George, and they'd all join up, and most of them would end up in the same regiment or battalion, and they'd go over and go to Germany or whatever they did, and then when they came back, they pretty well came back as a group. So they were very cohesive and worked together, knew each other, had very, very similar experiences. What happens now is that two or three guys will go from one town, one or two guys from another town. They come from all over. They aren't going in a group like they used to, and they don't all go into the same battalion or belong to the same thing. And even though they have like experiences, they don't have not interacted in the forces the same as they used to. I think there's a feeling out there that this is a place for the old fogies. They need to come in, they need to take over, they need to make the Legion their place, and changing to the Legion to what they need. They may know one or two people in town, but they do feel maybe a little isolated and don't realize that if they come into the Legion that there's a soldier there. They can probably talk to him and talk in the same language.
John Scott, Vice President of the Royal Canadian Legion in Prince George, he was speaking to Daybreak about how dwindling membership is affecting the Legion. And of course, if you'd like to learn more about Legions and what they do, Remembrance Day ceremonies are being held throughout the country tomorrow. And to learn about a Legion near you, you can go to www.legion.ca. That's www.legion.ca.